Tell me, when did you first start to get the idea to climb tall buildings, and where did it come from?
I was in kind of a dark time in my life. I dropped out of college. I'd lost the Navy ROTC scholarship. I didn't really have any friends. So, like, I started just, like, going to downtown Indianapolis really late at night and walking around. And there was something about the deserted city in the middle of the night that was kind of, like, cathartic. I think the third time that I was driving down there, I just noticed this construction site. It was 15 floors tall. I just walked up to it one night and saw that there was an incomplete elevator shaft that wasn't boarded up. And I just got up in there and took the stairs all the way to the top and was hooked from there.
Walk us through the process you go through to decide which building to climb, and once you've decided, how you prepare for that climb. How did you choose the Space Needle?
To be honest, the Space Needle was already on number one on my list when I realized that I was going to be moving to Seattle. Right after pulling into Seattle with our little convoy of cars, we unhooked my trailer and headed straight to the needle. I wanted to put eyes on it. I don't want to get too specific, but really, there's a lot of ways to just test how good different security systems are, test how good cameras are, test how good locks are and fences. And, you just come back and keep testing things, and you learn more and more about each spot, and you just figure it out. It's like a puzzle. It took 10 months until a friend of mine, noticed a way to get up the first 30 feet or so, because that was really the only problem.
So you do all this planning and you make the actual climb, and how does it feel to finally reach the top and look down and snap that photo?
It's a lot of things rolled into one. It's accomplishing a goal that you had for sometimes a long time. And then there's also the adrenaline of finishing a climb that you sometimes in the middle of it, there's a little doubt as to whether you're going to have to turn back or maybe even something worse happen. But there's a weird feeling when you know you're not supposed to be someplace, or you know you're doing something that's illegal. It's kind of like in the pit of your stomach. But to be honest, that starts to go away the more and more you do this.
Have you come close to having a fall or an accident of any sort?
I have not personally had any close calls with as far as the physical danger. I have witnessed somebody thought they set up a good rappel rig, so they were rappelling a fixed rope. And he had put his foot over the ledge. He was about to swing his other foot over and put his weight onto the harness. And I noticed that he hadn't rigged it right. Basically, if he had put his weight on it, the rope would have slipped out completely and he would have free fallen about 80 feet.
Wow. Aside from all that, I mean, aren't you afraid of getting arrested, and what are your feelings about that?
Really, it comes down to, is the reward worth the risk? Standing on the very top of the Space Needle was worth a night in jail and bail and dealing with a trespassing charge.
Have you been charged with trespassing in the past?
I have never had to deal with any law enforcement doing this, no.
So let's talk about your photos. There are a lot of aerial photos that are taken of cities, like Seattle, from high up, vantage points, especially like the observation deck and the Space Needle. But something about your photos seem to really get people's attention. Why do you think that is?
With most of my photos, I do try and accentuate the height and accentuate the lack of safety barriers between either myself or anybody else who might be in that photo. My photos, a lot of them have the same theme. It's usually a person standing or sitting or otherwise near a long drop. And I use a wide-angle rectilinear lens, so it makes the ground seem even farther away than it actually is. It makes people that don't like heights nervous. And I think it's interesting to have a photograph that can affect somebody so much that it might actually trigger some kind of physical reaction, like they get dizzy or they have to turn their screen off for a minute. I think that's kind of fun.
So you've been doing this for 5, almost 6 years now, and do you see yourself stopping anytime soon?
I don't think I'll ever stop. I don't think you can stop looking at the world and cityscape the same way. Once you do this, it kind of opens things up. Like, there aren't as many limits anymore. Like, if you want to get up on that roof that you see from your hotel room, you can try it. Maybe you'll be able to, maybe you won't, but it's not such a hard boundary anymore. And that's pretty liberating. It's not something I think you could totally quit.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.